Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon again. Welcome back to the second hour of the Jazz, Swing and Blues Music Show, Swing Time. And my thanks to John Yule for some outstanding sounds. I thought that tribute to Woody Shaw was particularly outstanding, and I'm going to ask him to include in the near future another selection from that disc. It would appear that we have now concluded, or John has now concluded, his observations on his jazz cruise from earlier in the year. So I feel I can at last discard the life belt, and that should make sitting down and presenting the show much easier. My opening track today was taken from Charles Mingus's album Pithecanthros Erectus, made in 1956. Most Swingtime listeners will have had no difficulty in identifying the piece as the Gershwin Brothers' A Foggy Day in London Town. Except, with typical Mingus contrariness, his title was A Foggy Day in San Francisco. I think Mingus' interpretation of traffic, foggy traffic chaos, would apply to both locations. The makeup of the group with Mingus was Jackie McLean alto, J.R. Monteros on tenor, Mel Walden was the pianist, Charles Mingus, of course, playing bass, and Willie Jones on drums. The recording was made in New York City on the 30th of January, 1956. The reason for playing that record was that the album has just been reissued on vinyl. The number is Wax Time 772352. In fact, there have been quite a number of recent reissues, and looking at these today will take up quite a bit of the programme, in fact all of it. The second reissue involves Ben Webster. Most are made before the reissue of a Verve album, and Ben always has had an outstanding expressiveness with his ballad playing. So it seems normal that I should feature this part of his performances. This is an old Verve album called Soulville, and I have selected a composition by Lou Davis and Lou Pollock. The track is Where Are You? It's played by the Ben Webster Quintet, and the Ben Webster Quintet are Ben Webster on tenor, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass and Stan Levy drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 15th of October 1957. Where Are You? Thank you. The re-release of this album gives us a very rare opportunity to experience another aspect of Ben Webster's musical abilities. Although the violin was Ben's first instrument, he commenced his professional career as a pianist with a couple of Texas Territory bands. And he also did a large amount of work as a pianist accompanying silent films. This Soulville release includes two rare examples of Webster, the pianist. So I have included a selection from one of these incursions into his keyboard aspects. The track is called Who. It was recorded on the same date, and here we have Ben Webster at the piano. Oscar Peterson rhythm section with Bud there, and I think we could say without fear or favour that quite obviously Ben Webster didn't maintain his keyboard chops, although I do understand that when playing clubs, certainly when he was in Europe, he frequently would finish his session with a tour at the piano. That's on a vinyl LP, 12-inch LP, and that can be found on Wax Time 772-350. And the title has been retained from the original Verb issue, Soulville. A 100-year anniversary invariably gives rise to some tribute of one kind or another. And in the instance of Mel Torme, whose dates were 13th of September 1925 to the 5th of June 1999, a two-CD set is newly issued. The title, Mel Torme, 1944 to 1962, a centenary tribute, indicates the range of the collection. As may be expected, two songs particularly associated with the singer are included in the collection. My examples are not necessarily the examples contained in this collection, and they are so mysterious that I can't tell you who the pianist is, or indeed where they were and when they were recorded. But here are two favourites associated with Mel Torme, Blue Moon and Mountain Greenery.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a lover of mine. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me sing a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job, throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait. Must you wait? Just you wait. In a mountain greenery where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. Simple cooking means more than French cuisines. I've a banquet planned, which is sandwiches and beans. Coffee's just as grand with a little sand. Eat and you'll grow fatter, boy. Smatter, boy. Attaboy. In a mountain greenery where God paints a scenery, just two crazy people together. Ha, 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 we love sequestering where no pests are pestering. No dear mama holds us in tether. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I let them sting me on the finger. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery, far from life's machinery. Bless our mountain greenery home. Mountain greenery.
Two songs particularly associated with the Velvet Fog. These are, there are some 51 tracks, including those two songs that we've just heard, and they can be found on a retrospective 2CD set, RTS 4427. And they spread over the period 1944 into the early 60s, and as I mentioned, there are 51 tracks on the collection. The last album cut by Cannonball Adderley for the MRC label has also been reissued. It is called Sharpshooters, as was the original album, and not only was it the last album for MRC by Cannonball, it was the last recording for that album and that group, as the group broke up shortly after the track we're about to hear. The album features two Tad Dameron compositions and at least one Cannonball Adderley standard. However, I've selected the Thelonious Monk standard, Straight No Chaser. The quintet was made up of Nat Adderley cornet, Cannonball Adderley alto, Junior Mance on piano, Sam Jones bass, and Jimmy Cobb at the drum kit. Recorded Bell Sound Studios in New York City between the 4th and the 6th of March 1958. Here is Monk's Straight No Chaser.
Thank you.
Listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates, your presenter for this second hour. Charles Mingus's Pithecanthus erectus is not the only Mingus reissued disc newly available. When originally issued on Candid Records, the title of the next album was Newport Rebels. This was at a time that Mingus was at odds with the jazz establishment and, along with Max Roach, had organised a competing rebellious group to oppose the official Newport Jazz Festival of 1960. Subsequent to the festival, the rebel group, on returning to New York, did manage to record the album, which is under various titles. It's certainly under Charles Mingus. It was referred to as the Newport Rebels, but the official title of the group was the Jazz Artists Guild, and many initial issues carried this name. Sadly, unfortunately, there was discord in the Jazz Artist Guild, and really the Newport Rebel date is the only time they got the act together. For Mysterious Blues, which is the name of the album, we have Roy Eldridge trumpet, Jimmy Nepper trombone, Eric Dolphy on alto, Tommy Flanagan is the pianist, Charles Mingus bass, and Joe Jones drums. So quite a mixture of genres making up these Rebels. It was recorded in the Nola Penthouse Studios in New York City on the 1st of November 1960. And the title is Mysterious Blues. I don't know.
Thank you.
If you are interested in that album, you need to seek out 12-inch vinyl LP Wax Time 772-368. We now enter Mortgage territory for the latest deluxe issue from Mosaic Records. This is a 6x CD set and it's entitled Classic Vanguard Jazz Piano Sessions. As usual with these Mosaic reissues, there is a wealth of supporting material with authoritative comment and full discographical information. Several pianists appear in these group CDs, mainly with a mainstream bias, as our first example, Sweet Georgia Brown by the Sir Charles Thompson Quartet. They are Sir Charles on piano, Walter Page bass, Freddie Green guitar and Joe Jones on drums. Recorded New York City, 22nd of January 1954. Sweet Georgia Brown. has curtailed much further investigation of these reissues. And this particularly applies to the ones on the Mosaic CD set. So I propose to continue next week looking at some of the further reissues, particularly from Mosaic, but also alongside some important Chicago blues issues which have cropped up and which I think may be of interest to jazz fans. I do hope that you have found the music today of interest, and of course John and I do anticipate being back at 1 p.m. next Tuesday for further swing time music. Getting back for a moment to the Vanguard issues on Mosaic, many of them were organised by John Hammond. And the last one he organised was of a Joe Jones trio, but with a rather more modern pianist, in terms of outlook anyway, in the form of Ray Bryant. So we'll go out with the Joe Jones trio with Ray Bryant, and they are playing Spider Kelly's Blues, and the makeup of the trio is Tommy Bryant on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and Ray Bryant on piano, and it was recorded in New York City sometime in 1959. Here is Spider Kelly's Blues.